Welcome back to the Voice of Hope. I wanted to stop by today and I wanted to offer you a few words of encouragement. Before we begin today, I want to start with a song by Mercy Me featuring Gary LaVox, A Little Love.
Stuck in reverse, got a head full of headlines, a heart full of doubts, but we gotta change tomorrow right now. Oh, with a little love, 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 can bring us all together, turn the world for better, yeah, just a little love, 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 can put a smile on a sad face. A bride to a dying face. A little love goes a long way. Oh, a little love goes a long, long way. Oh, take a moment to notice someone else. What feels like nothing might mean the world to them. Throw a stone in the ocean, there's barely a chance. Tomorrow it's a tidal wave. With a little love, 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 can bring us all together. Turn the world for better.
Turn the world for better.
Yeah. Just a little love,
with a little love,
love,
with a little love,
love,
with a little love,
can put a smile on a sad face. Be the bride to a dark day. A little love goes a long, long way.
All we need is just a little love, 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 right? I love that song. I heard that a few weeks back and I wanted to share it with you. Thought it was so beautiful, so needed into today's society that we live in. We can just spread a little love along our journey. And I wanted to talk to you today about enjoying your journey. And some of you out there may think, well, I don't think you know what I'm on in my journey. So how can I enjoy my journey? Well, you know, I think about this a lot on my tough days, my good days, my horrible days, and my just horrific days. You know, I used to think, well, everybody says the joy of the Lord is my strength, right? Well, how can the joy of the Lord be my strength when I'm going through, you know, really troubling times? It's always easy to have joy when we're going through good times, you know? And it feels like, you know, through my lifetime, I've had a lot of tough times. A lot of tough times. This year, a load of them. And it really tests your faith. And when I started thinking about that, whatever things happen to us that seem to steal our joy, we got to remember that's where we quit enjoying our journey in life. We forget that the things we may be going through, whatever they may be, whatever you may be struggling with on your journey in life, that there is always, always something to be thankful for. You know, I have a sign in my kitchen, and sometimes I'll be sitting at the table, and I intentionally put it way up high above my refrigerator, and I forget it's there sometimes. If I'm having a tough day, I'll be drinking my tea or just sitting there, you know, praying, maybe just thinking about things or whatever. I look up and see that sign. And just remember, there is always something to be thankful for. You know, no matter what you're going through, whether it's a loss of a loved one, health issues, addiction, kind of coming out of a just horrible, horrible abusive relationship. Whatever you may be battling in your life, maybe it's just a bad day, you know? I don't know what you're going through in your journey, but just try to find one thing to be grateful for today on your journey. Even if it's just putting your hand on your heart and saying, I'm breathing, I'm here, I'm alive, right? Sometimes that's all it takes, is just reminding ourselves we're here. There's still purpose for us, you know, as long as we're here, long as we wake up every day, there's still purpose. God's not finished with you yet. So just remember that when your journey gets really, really hard, just remember that there's always something to be grateful for, thankful for along your journey. Even if it's just having a few moments, you know, to encourage someone else, you never know. That could bring some joy to you. Take your mind off of your problems and give you a little joy seeing someone else smile. I know it does me. That's why I like to stop by and offer you guys a few words of encouragement to start your day or maybe to end your evening. So I wanted to share the Jesus calling with you today, and I hope it encourages you just as it did me. It says, come to me and rest in my peace. My face is shining upon you in rays of peace, transcending understanding. Instead of trying to figure things out yourself, you can relax in the presence of the one who knows everything. As you lean on me in trusting dependence, you feel peaceful and complete. This is how I designed you to live, in close communion with me. When you are around other people, you tend to cater to their expectations, real or imagined. You feel enslaved to pleasing them, and your awareness of my presence grows dim. Your efforts win their approval eventually, exhaust you though. You offer these people dry crumbs rather than the living water of my spirit flowing through you. This is not my way for you. Stay in touch with me, even during your busiest moments. Let my spirit give you words of grace as you live in the light of my peace. Amen. Right? That sounds easy. But it's not easy on those tough days. So just lean into God and take some moments and spend with Him today and let Him renew your mind, renew your spirit. Whether, you know, it's at the beginning of your day, You know, maybe you might have to start out real early before everyone gets up, or just to get in a quiet place and spend some time with God and just say, help me, you know, along my journey today, so that when I come in contact with others, I can spread that joy. I can spread that love, no matter what I'm going through in my journey. So think about that today and try to enjoy your journey, no matter what your journey may be. Because at the end, you're going to be more blessed than you realized. What if everything that you're going through right now, God's using that to shape you and mold you, to inspire, to encourage, to give others hope? Every season of your life has a reason, has a purpose. Everything you're going through, it's not ever going to be wasted. If you feel like you've made too many mistakes, God's going to use those mistakes. Those horrible times, horrible moments you're going through, He's going to use all those on your journey. He's going to use those for His glory. You have a glorious story to tell. So just think about that on your journey, as you travel through your journey and you keep overcoming and continue to overcome everything that you go through. Leave the past behind and keep enjoying your journey, and take everything that you've went through and use it for God's glory. Think about that today. And before I end the podcast, as I always do, I also want to end with another song, and it's by Mercy Me, Blessed.
Walking on this road so long, still can't see the end. Gotta put up a fight, I ain't gonna lie, when doubt starts creeping in. Questioning every step, regretting all my mistakes. But I can't forget without these steps, I wouldn't be here today. Hallelujah, blessed, blessed, for this journey I'm on. Cause with every step, joy your stress, another step closer to home. Hallelujah, blessed, blessed, for this journey I'm on. Cause with every step, joy your stress, another step closer to home. Ups and downs as well. Until you see it's meant to be, you're gonna keep telling yourself, I should've walked a straighter line, I could've made a better way. But your line will never be straight enough, so stumble on in the grace. Hallelujah, blessed, blessed, for this journey I'm on. Cause with every step, join your stress, another step closer to home. Hallelujah, blessed, blessed, for this journey I'm on. Cause with every step, join your stress, another step closer to home. Every season and moment, my highest, my lowest, blessed, blessed, blessed. another step closer to home.
And if you're listening to me, you are blessed on this journey. So enjoy that journey. And if no one has told you today, let me be the first. You are so loved. So wherever you're at and whoever you're around, get out there today and spread some hope. This world needs it now more than ever. So join me back here next week on The Voice of Hope. This is where hope happens. Much love to you all. God bless and have a beautiful day. See you next week. Bye-bye.